From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. At least 26 people are dead and 24 others hurt after a mass shooting in a church in a small town in the state of Texas. Worshippers were about halfway through a service at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, about 50 kilometers from San Antonio, when a man began shooting. President Trump, who's following the situation while on the first leg of a trip to Asia, spoke about it from Tokyo, Japan, saying all of America is praying for the families of the victims.
My administration will provide its full support to the great state of Texas and all local authorities investigating this horrible crime.
Trump spoke with Texas Governor Greg Abbott earlier this morning. Police say the unidentified gunman also died. First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy told ABC News that his 14-year-old daughter is among the deceased. Meanwhile, in Japan, the president is stressing his close ties with Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The two leaders earlier dined with their wives in Tokyo as part of Trump's first stop on this 12-day trip through Asia. Their formal talks Monday are expected to focus on North Korea and other regional and bilateral issues. Newly leaked documents show that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, the Trump administration's point man on trade and manufacturing policy, has a stake in a company that does business with a gas producer partly owned by the son-in-law of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Putin's son-in-law once owned more than 20% of the company, but now holds a much smaller stake. You're listening to VOA News. Saudi Arabia said its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen toward one of the kingdom's major international airports on the outskirts of the capital of Riyadh. VOA's Marissa Melton has the story.
The missile was fired from across Saudi Arabia's southern border by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Several Houthi-owned media outlets reported the rebels had launched the missile, who are at war with the kingdom. The missile was shot down by Saudi air defense forces, with fragments of the missile landing in an uninhabited area north of the capital. Saudi Arabia's Civil Aviation Authority said the missile did not cause any damage to the King Khalid International Airport and that flights were not disrupted. This is the first time that a Houthi missile has come this close to a heavily populated area, and it appears to be the farthest that such a missile has reached inside Saudi Arabia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's heir to the throne is overseeing an unprecedented wave of arrests of dozens of the country's most powerful princes, military officers, influential businessmen, and government ministers. Among those taken into custody overnight Saturday in the purported anti-corruption sweep were billionaire Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, one of the world's richest men, with extensive holdings in Western companies, as well as two of the late King Abdullah's sons. Analyst Richard Weitz with the Hudson Institute gives his perspective.
We've seen the same kind of factors at work in China. The Chinese government has been cracking down on corruption, partly to better spend money, but partly also to ensure that there are no rivals to the president.
The arrests also send a message that the 32-year-old crown prince has the full backing of his father, King Salman. Australia Sunday snubbed New Zealand's renewed offer to resettle 140 refugees held at remote Pacific camps, despite the closure of one detention center, which has triggered a standoff between detainees and the authorities. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia will instead prioritize a similar deal with the U.S. to resettle refugees in America, despite slow progress.
As you know, we have an arrangement with the United States, whereby a substantial number, 1,250, can, subject to the United States' rigorous vetting, be resettled in the United States. And we're pursuing those arrangements at the moment. And that is our commitment.
The issue reemerged when the Conservative Australian Prime Minister met his centre-left New Zealand counterpart for the first time Sunday in Sydney. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.